This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. The big story here in Washington was the speech by a head of state to a joint session of Congress. Now, obviously, it wasn't President Obama who was on a state visit of his own to Great Britain, but rather Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was welcomed warmly by House Speaker John Boehner.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel.
Netanyahu's address to the joint session of Congress lasted nearly 45 minutes, was warmly received for the most part, and was interrupted several times by loud and sometimes standing ovations. Netanyahu's speech touched on a number of critical issues. First of all, the warm and long-standing friendship between the two nations.
Israel has no better friend than America, and America has no better friend than Israel.
Netanyahu also joined in the celebration of America's latest conquest in the war on terror.
Congratulations, America. Congratulations, Mr. President. You got bin Laden. Good riddance.
But as you might expect, the bulk of Netanyahu's speech focused on realities currently in the Middle East, namely what he sees as the great institutions and the great accomplishments of the State of Israel after less than 70 years of existence in its modern form, and of course the many challenges that surround it on all sides. Netanyahu talked, first of all, about the great freedoms that are available to the people in his country.
We have a free press, independent courts, an open economy, rambunctious parliamentary debates. I don't laugh. You see, you think you're tough on one another here in Congress? Come spend a day in the Knesset. Be my guest.
Netanyahu also says he wants to see that freedom extend to the entire region. But he says for the most part, the Arab people don't know any of those freedoms, with the exception of a few.
Of those 300 million Arabs, less than one half of 1% are truly free, and they're all citizens of Israel.
Another issue that, of course, is of great concern to Netanyahu and the Israeli people is the specter of a nuclear Iran. Netanyahu made it clear that it's not a threat to just the Israeli people, although Israel is clearly first in the Iranian crosshairs.
A nuclear-armed Iran would ignite a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. It would give terrorists a nuclear umbrella. It would make the nightmare of nuclear terrorism a clear and present danger throughout the world.
Netanyahu also took aim at world opinion, which he says is often quick to judge Israel, but often pretty quiet when it comes to condemning those who want to destroy Israel.
But there's something that makes the outrage even greater. And you know what that is? It's the lack of outrage. Because in much of the international community, the calls for our destruction are met with utter silence.
Netanyahu also talked about his plans to forge a Middle East peace if, in fact, there is a willing party on the other side. Netanyahu says he's made very clear what he's willing to do, although many things need to be negotiated. The Prime Minister says he is willing to cede some land for the sake of peace, and he says that's exceedingly difficult to do, given the long history between the Israeli people and their land.
The land of Israel, to which Abraham brought the idea of one God, where David set out to confront Goliath, and where Isaiah saw a vision of eternal peace.
And then, of course, there's the issue of what the Israelis will accept and what the Palestinians will accept. Netanyahu says for the past decade, closing in on two decades, actually, since the Oslo Accords, there's been one side that's been willing to recognize the other, but not vice versa.
The Palestinians have been unwilling to accept a Palestinian state if it meant accepting a Jewish state alongside it. You see, our conflict has never been about the establishment of a Palestinian state. It's always been about the existence of the Jewish state.
And the Prime Minister says that there is an historic opportunity now for Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinians, to move this process forward.
I stood before my people and I said, I will accept a Palestinian state. It's time for President Abbas to stand before his people and say, I will accept a Jewish state.
But as he said in the presence of President Obama and said once again at the AIPAC meeting on Monday night, Prime Minister Netanyahu says there are certain things he's not willing to do for the sake of a supposed peace. First on that list, going back to the pre-1967 borders.
We'll be generous about the size of the future Palestinian state. But as President Obama said, the border will be different than the one that existed on June 4, 1967. Israel will not return to the indefensible boundaries of 1967.
He also says the Israelis need to be careful because in just the recent past, Israel has attempted to try and forge a peace simply by giving away land to the Palestinians, and he says clearly that has not worked.
In recent years, Israel withdrew from South Lebanon and from Gaza. We thought we'd get peace. That's not what we got. We got 12,000 rockets fired from those areas on our cities, on our children, by Hezbollah and Hamas.
And the Prime Minister says there's another issue that he's not willing to negotiate on, and this could be an issue that could be a huge thorn in the side of the Palestinians if they ever do come to the peace table, and that's the issue of Jerusalem. Netanyahu says it needs to remain entirely under Israeli control.
The only time that Jews, Christians, and Muslims could worship freely, could have unfettered access to their holy sites, has been during Israel's sovereignty over Jerusalem. Jerusalem must never again be divided. Jerusalem must remain the united capital of Israel.
So in some ways, a lot of similarities between the Obama and Netanyahu positions, namely Israel's security. However, how to establish that and maintain it, obviously very, very different between the Obama speech last Thursday and the Netanyahu speech at the joint session of Congress here on Tuesday. Stay tuned. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.